This is Nina Liakos in Maryland, and I'm talking to Anne Fox in Denmark. Anne is the co-creator of the fabulous podcast.
Absolutely intercultural.
Anne, could you tell me a little bit about how you got interested in making this podcast and how long you've been doing it?
I've been doing it since 2006. We were involved with a European project in which we were preparing a course for teachers to try and get them to include intercultural training as an integrated part of their teaching, no matter what their subject. And at that time, a lot of people were talking about podcasts, and one of our project partners said, "Now, what's all this about podcasts? Should we be doing one?" So we said we'd have a go, and even though the project finished many years ago, we carried on going. So that's how it started.
And how have the technologies for podcasting changed since 2006?
It hasn't changed that much, but on the other hand, some things have got better, some things have got easier, but some things have actually got worse. It's now almost impossible to record casually using the Windows Vista system, and I don't think that Windows 7 is any better. So that is really annoying. It means that you have to find all sorts of workarounds to try and do your recording. But on the other hand, some things have got easier. For example, I don't think I ever liked Podomatic. It's not something we used. I just thought it was slow, and I thought it was a bit brash as well, the way it looked, and not that intuitive. But now you've got something like Podstress, which makes podcasting just really easy, and it's not the only one. There are quite a few have popped out. So I think it swings and roundabouts.
Is it a blog?
Yes, it's a blog, and I upload the sound files to a server which is donated to us by the German university. But basically, I think our window to the world is the blog.
But I wanted to ask you how much time it takes you to prepare each podcast. It seems to me like it would take a tremendous amount of time, and I guess you do one per month and your colleague does the other one?
That's right, yeah. It depends, really. It depends on, well, the more you prepare a recording, the less you have to do after it's been recorded. And I tend to go for conversations, which means that it's quite freewheeling. So it means that I tend to have quite a bit of editing work to do afterwards. So it can take quite a long time. But then again, sometimes we offer to redistribute recordings that other people have made, or I make summaries. I recently made a summary of a webinar about intercultural activities in business teaching, and yeah, that took a little while to distill a 1 hour webinar into 10 minutes, but that's not so difficult, I don't think.
Do you ever have a problem coming up with a topic?
At the moment, I'm on a roll, which is great for me, and maybe not so great for the people who have said that they are willing to be interviewed by me, because it means that I've got quite a few on my list. But there have been times when I've been really, really stuck, and it's not something that you can think about the day before it's due out. You really do have to plan it, and it's got to be planned, I would say, at least 2 weeks beforehand, at the very limit that you can go. So, yes, there have been panics.
Before we close the interview, I wonder if you could give us the URL for Absolutely Intercultural.
It's www.absolutely-intercultural.com.
Wonderful. I bet you're going to get some new listeners from our 100 or so podcasting for the EFL-ESL classroom.
I hope so. I hope so. And if anybody's got any interesting stories to tell, then they're very welcome to get in touch with me. And I'm more than happy to include them on the podcast.
You are very kind. And this is Nina Liakos. I've been interviewing Anne Fox of Absolutely Intercultural. And thank you so much for doing this tonight.
Thank you.